20,000 police troops go on alert. Bun Lert expects ISA will boost Pitak Siam crowd. More than 20,000 police and soldiers will be mobilized to enforce security across the capital Saturday against anti-government protesters rallying under the anti-government Pitak Siam group. Police estimate that up to 76,000 protesters could turn up for the rally at the Royal Plaza today, although Pitak Siam members downplayed the estimate, as well as government fears that the protests could turn violent. One Pitak Siam member said the enactment of the Internal Security Act on Thursday by the government will curb the number of protesters who can reach the rally site, particularly those coming from upcountry. The government has set up checkpoints along the major highways to Bangkok, and so many caravans have been delayed in traveling to the capital, the member said, adding that the group has discussed whether to relocate the protest. But retired General Bun Lert Galbraith, the leader of the Pitak Siam group, decided against any change to the rally plans and told members the aggressive moves made by the government against the protest would actually spur public support for the movement. Thousands of police equipped with batons and shields took up posts around the Royal Plaza yesterday as rally organizers moved to set up a stage for the protest. Roads in the area were closed as part of a campaign to deter protesters from reaching the site, resulting in traffic jams across the city. National Police Chief Adun San Singgao, as director of the Center for the Administration of Peace and Order, issued an order banning protesters from entering Government House and Parliament, as well as closing 9 routes around the rally site. A second order bans vehicles on the 9 routes, including portions of Ratchadam Nur Nor, Luk Luang, Rama 5, and Pisanalop roads, as well as vehicles carrying fuel or parking in restricted areas. A third order prohibits the possession in public of weapons or objects that could be used as weapons,